Pull up a chair and buckle up. It's the Original Strength Podcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Original Strength Podcast. I am going to be the guest and host again today. My name is Tim. Thanks so much for joining me. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I did a podcast and I talked about how my mom had had a stroke. Just to give you an update, first of all, thank you so much for all of you that have written in and called and sent texts. It's very thoughtful and sweet. I really appreciate it. Mom is doing much, much better. Physically, she can move like a rock star. She just now has what's called aphasia, which I call it word salad. There's this really good episode of Boston Legal where the main actor, the lawyer, he had word salad and everything was just coming out backwards and things. And so what was in his head was not actually what was coming out. And that's pretty much what aphasia is. Mom can move fine. She can understand fine. Like her intellect is all intact. It's just that when she talks, it's not necessarily what she's actually trying to say. But that can also heal. So very, very encouraged. And a really good thing came out of this is that mom now has a personal trainer. And dad does. They both have started training with a personal trainer. His name's Tim. He's pretty good. His jokes are kind of lame though. So that's new and, it's kind of neat. So, really looking forward to, pretty much a full recovery there. Also, since we last met, I got to go down to Pope Air Force Base in North Carolina and teach pressing reset. So that was nice and fun. All right, so this week I had just released my Hindu push-up and or Dan push-up. The differences between a Hindu push-up and the dive bomber push-up. I was really probably much more excited about that video than I should have been, but that video was really like 9 years in the making. So if you don't know, one of the very first videos I put on YouTube was about 9 years ago, and it was the Hindu push-up. And since that time, by the way, that's also one of the most watched videos on my channel. But since that time, a lot of people have written in and, well, one, they are giving me alternative names for the movement. So that's why I tried to call it the Dan. And I did my best in this video to like really to give acknowledgement that it's also called the Dan. And then as soon as the video came out, somebody actually told me another name for it. And so I really tried. But anyway, one of the most commented videos that I have, definitely one of the most watched. Another popular comment is the length of my neck. I can't really do anything about that. I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know my neck was actually that long until people started commenting on that video. And I've watched that video, a few times, and it looks like a normal size neck to me. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, the other comment that I always get, and this one's funny to me, is that I only did half of the movement. So, people are, nice people, they mean well, they're telling me I only did half of the push-up and not the whole push-up. But the truth is, and I tried to explain this in the video, that the Hindu push-up, or the Dan, or the other name that I was told it was actually a complete and whole push-up in and of itself, because that is how you do that particular type of push-up. And then the whole version that they were referring to, where you push yourself back up and through, is called a dive bomber push-up. Two totally different push-ups. Anyway, I was super excited about that video. So if you haven't seen it, maybe check it out in case you're just curious about the differences in names and or the actual movement itself. All right, let's get to the question today. My neck makes a lot of noise when I do this movement. Is that normal? Is that okay? Okay, so they're referring to, I had a video about doing head nods, and they were telling me that they were concerned, writing in, as is normal, about the noise that their neck was making. So the answer to that is yes, It's completely normal and or okay as long as it doesn't hurt. So one time I was 30 years old, many moons ago, and I was at the fire station and I had to change, I had to work at station 3 instead of station 5. You know, when you come into the fire department, you never actually know where you're going to be. You have a home station, but if there's a man shortage, they ship you out. So I got shipped out to station 3, and naturally, since I'm at station 3, I had to sleep in a bed that was not my own bed that I had at station 5. Well, so I went to sleep that day, that night at station 3, and the next morning when I got up, it was weird. It was like a switch. My neck sounded like there was sand in it. I would be like, what is that noise? And I was looking everywhere, like, what? And every time I turned my head, quack, 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 I was like, all that noise is, it's in my head. It was like, you know, like, sound like Rice Krispies or just sand, called crepitus. There was nothing wrong with my neck. It was just all of a sudden noisy. And it stayed noisy. Stayed noisy for many, many years. Right now, if I really concentrate, I can almost hear the noise. But it did change, got better. And when I say better, maybe I just didn't notice it as much anymore. You know, after you hear something for 10 years, maybe you tune it out. The point to that is though, my neck is fine. And it was fine then. That was like 17 years ago. I have a buddy, we'll call him Dr. Kurt, who just wrote a fantastic article about the noises that your joints make. And he gave 3 reasons that your joints may make noise. So I'm just gonna read them to you. I tried to get Dr. Kurt on the show, but he said, no, no way. I'm not talking to a bunch of strangers. So, all right, so here are the 3 reasons that your joints could make noises. The first reason is he said that joint surfaces wear down, which is normal. But motion is lotion. So to keep those joint surfaces from wearing down and to becoming painful, move your joints, which you've all heard this before, motion is lotion. And honestly, motion just heals. It really helps heal the body. So if you have noisy joints that don't hurt, motion is lotion. All right, number 2, the joint lubricants are creating many bubbles. Like, so what happens is nitrogen gas can get released when the joint moves. Kurt uses a fancy term called cavitation. Cavitation is, you create that vacuum and you get that sound. Sometimes guys, it's just gas. Sometimes it even feels good. You ever pop your knuckles? That's cavitation. And it does not cause arthritis, and it does not cause joint problems. So that hopefully is good news, because I get that question about, you know, is it okay if my joints pop? I get that question a lot. But yeah, it's okay. Or yes, it can be very, very okay and normal. All right. So the 3rd reason is that something outside of the joint is actually causing the noise. So you may have a tendon or tendons overlapping and rubbing over the joint that are actually causing the noise. So it's not actually the joint itself, but the tissue around the joint. That is also normal. Kurt did mention that, you know, that actually could lead to itis, tendonitis or some type of itis, bursitis, around the joint, so that you may want to actually stretch the muscles that support that joint or that are, you know, go around that joint to make sure that they're as supple as possible, so that you're not getting extra friction where you don't need it. But again, the joint itself is fine. So I hope that helps. That's a great question. I'm glad you actually asked that. A lot of people asked that, and it was just timely, because within days of seeing that question on the video, Dr. Kurt wrote this really nice article. All right, so also just one more thing. He has a note. If your joints pop or they crack or they creak and there's pain, that is when you want to go get it checked out. But he says, if your joint is just making noise with no pain, relax and keep moving. So that is the good word. If your joints are noisy, but there's no pain, just relax and keep moving. Oh, Also, lest you think that this is an age-related issue, no, it is not. So I actually trained a young stud. I trained him from the time he was like 15 to 18 years old. He was a football player, massive, big, strong young man, good mover. But when he, every time he would squat, it sounded like somebody taking those bubble wrap with the really small bubbles and going, it was impressive. What was really impressive is he never felt it. He didn't even feel it, but you could hear it, especially if it was quiet in the studio. And it sounded like somebody lighting a gasoline a match to Rice Krispies. It was impressive. But my point to that is there was nothing wrong with his knees. He was extremely healthy, very strong. He was getting a bunch of nitrogen gas bubbles releasing crepitus in his knee. He didn't even feel it. But it wasn't because obviously if he's 15 to 16, 17, 18, the joints aren't making that noise because he's old. So he's not old. But it was still happening. So it's not an age-related, it does not have to be an age-related issue. To that point, I had another client mention that they were having back pains. And you already know this because this happens all the time, especially if you're over 30. And you're like, oh, man, getting old sucks. I'm like, well, it could, but that doesn't have to be why your back's hurting. So it's so all too easy to say or to settle on the notion that when you get older, things start to hurt or start to fall apart. And that can be true if you believe it and you settle on it and you expect it. If you expect it, that can be your reality, right? But let me just throw an option for you. I actually do work with another young stud right now. I just wrote an article about this too. And he hurt his back. He's very athletic. He had an injury. He got an injury. And he was not able to fully participate in the lifestyle that he would otherwise participate in without the back injury. Like, he wanted to go for runs, but he couldn't because his back hurt. And he was listening to his body and he was letting his back dictate whether or not he should run or not. So kudos to him. He's a super smart kid. Now, he's 18 years old. So you would think it absurd for him to think, well, he hurt his back because he's getting old, right? 18. How many of you have ever hurt your back and maybe you couldn't engage in some of the activities you wanted to, and it sucks because you're like, well, you're in pain and you just don't feel good, but you can't do the things you want to do. And then you say, man, getting old, man, this stuff sucks. Yeah, it does, especially if you believe you're getting old. That's what sucks. But my young friend, my 18-year-old friend, not one millisecond did he ever think, man, this getting old sucks. And I'm guaranteeing you, his back legitimately hurt him just as much as probably any 30 or 40-year-old back pain or 50-year-old back pain that happens. But he's not thinking it's because he's old. He's thinking it's because he hurt himself or whatever reason. But he's not thinking it's because he's getting older. So I'm just throwing that out there for you. Stuff happens. Injuries happen. If you're living life, injuries, that's great. You're getting out there, you're doing stuff, you're trying new things. You're living. Well, hopefully you're trying new things. Now, if you just get hurt because you spend a lifetime in a chair and then you get up and twist to pick up a pencil, that's not because you're old. That's because of disuse. So don't put the blame on your age. If anything, put the blame on life, accidents, disuse, something. Find another reason. But it's not because you're old. Certainly doesn't have to be, unless you want it to be, unless you expect it to be. Anyway, I'll get off of that soapbox now. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this week's podcast. Got some great guests coming up for you in the future. Also, we are going to very soon put out the new schedule for the Original Strength certifications, the Pressing Reset, the Pro Reset, the Clinical Reset, the Breathing Reset, the Educator's Reset. Oh my gosh, there's so many courses, and a brand new year of 2023 coming up. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope this was somewhat useful to you. If you have questions or you would like to know something that I may potentially know, feel free to write in. If I don't know it, I'll let you know, or I'll just find somebody that does. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. And remember what Dr. Kurt said, motion is lotion. And he also said, just relax, keep moving. Given in the context that was presented in, that's really, really sound advice. All right, guys, have a great week. See you next time.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Now get outside and play.